How do you invest and manage your attention? Greetings, this is Carl, and you're listening to Behavior Up Radio. Let me give you an example. I need continuing education credits for my certified financial planner designation. And I can't remember. I think it's 30 every year, every 2 years. And I just had to renew because it's April, and I've got to renew every April. And a normal person, whatever that means, would schedule out, let's just say, for instance, you need 24 hours a year. A normal person would do 2 hours a month, and it would be nicely managed and scheduled and drip, 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 drip. It'd be really easy. But that's not how I do it. And I've felt bad about this for a very long time. And today's episode is about whether I should feel bad. Maybe this is actually a better system for me, because I literally just finished doing it again. And it seems like I do this every time. And I was like, okay, at the end of doing it the way I do it, which I'm going to tell you about in a minute, I was like, okay, let's prevent this from happening next year. Let's like go in and do, you know, two a month. Let's schedule it. Let's put in time blocks. That's what a normal person would do, whatever that means. Again, I'm just using that as a placeholder. But that's not how I do it. How I do it is I wait until about 2 weeks before. And then I just set aside a couple of days and I just crush it. And I get it done. And I use the deadline to my advantage. Like, okay, the deadline, I know it's going to take me a couple of days. And it's going to be intense. And I think it may be that I'm managing a deadline and intensity and using that to my advantage. Like, I prefer the intensity with large stretches of no intensity, right? Like rest, sleep, nothing to think about. Like, I would rather work super hard for 2 days a week than have nice, consistent days for 5 days a week. I just realized that just now as I said that. And it's so funny. I almost have goosebumps. I'm so excited about the idea of like, well, could I do all my work? And again, I want to be clear here. It's not about doing less. It doesn't have to be. It could be. But in this case, I'm not even talking about that. I'm saying, could I do everything I do now? Could I do it in 2 days a week? I had this experience this week. I woke up Monday morning earlier than I really planned on. It was like, you know, I can't remember whatever time it was. I got up and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go downstairs to the studio and I'm just going to crush the entire... My team sends me a list of priority tasks that need to be done each week. They don't live in email. They don't live anywhere else. I'm not going to tell you what program, because then you're going to be like, I have to use that program. It doesn't matter. You could use Trello. You could use ClickUp. You could use Asana. You could use a piece of paper. It doesn't matter. We have a system where everything I need is in this system. And there's a column in the system that says, you know, Carl's action items for the week. And there's, you know, this list of action items. And I went in the morning. And then on top of that, the team sends me an email at the beginning of the week that says high priority tasks. Well, they normally match that call. If it's a high priority task for the week, it's in that column. And there might be a few things in that column that aren't on the email, but either way. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go in Monday morning at 5 a.m. I'm going to start at the top and I'm going to go through them. And it doesn't matter unless I need more information, which typically these are formulated. So I don't even need any more information. I just have to make a decision. And I got through them, and I'm telling you, by like noon on Monday, I was done with most of the work that really needs to be done for the week. Now, the risk is, of course, the team will be like, oh, great, he has more time, and they'll add stuff, but we're going to talk about that as a team. Like, no, don't do that. So it's super interesting to me. I would rather have a really intense Monday morning. And by like Monday at 3, yesterday I was done. I was cooked. I went on a walk. I did some work in the yard. I was going to go trail running. I went to the gym, but I couldn't do any more mental work, any more cognitive work. But I'm largely done, other than appointments, you know, like in terms of tasks, action items, I'm largely done for the week. Now I've got interviews and podcasts and all the stuff I love. But isn't that interesting? I'd rather work two really hard days and then have 3 or 4 days, you know, 4 or 5 days of nothing than drip, 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 drip the whole week. I'd rather do 2 days of intensive continuing ed, 2 or 3 days of intensive continuing ed than do 2 hours a month. Is that okay? I think that's okay. What do you call that? Are there other people like me? I just talked to a group of people and I just described this in a group coaching program. I was describing this process and 2 or 3 people were shaking their heads. Because we were saying like time blocking and put it in the calendar. And I was like, you know what? Sometimes I just wait and then I crush it. And I was like, is that okay? It was the first time it dawned on me that maybe that's my preferred method of working. Now, years ago, I wouldn't have realized the need for the rest in between. And that's when I found myself burnt out. But now I'm getting much better at being like rest in between. And isn't this interesting? I'm going to keep riffing on this a bit. That sounds like the life of an NBA basketball player. You know, you've got the really, really good ones that are around for a long time, like they turn kind of everything else off. They manage it. There's recovery. I mean, you hear these stories about Kobe and his like how serious he took recovery, and LeBron, like how serious they take recovery. And then they're turned on for games and intense practice sessions. But other than that, there's naps and there's a chef to make food, and the amount of money they spend around the outside edges, at least the stories are incredible, right? The amount of money those are not expenses to them. Those are investments in the process. Well, something very similar works for knowledge work, right? Like going to be turned on. Something, if you give advice for a living, client-facing activities, I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to try and get rid of all the minutiae. Well, that's super fascinating. If you have any insight into this, send it to me. If you've seen any research papers on this, if you see any books, Dan Martelli's Buy Back Your Time is pretty close. If you see any stuff on that, send it to me. Hello@behaviorgap.com. Cheers, my friends.